fall is here. Welcome to the first Monday of fall. It is September 25th. My name is Joe. You're listening to RadioLeverage.com. This is the traffic report, actually, is what we call the name of the show. The bridge that we broadcast on is RadioLeverage.com. Traffic report is brought to you by the Traffic Authority. Every single weekday live at 11, we come here to just share a couple things, give you some things to think about, consider, bring you up to date on the call schedule for the day or for the week, whatever's going on. We'll be here live every single weekday, live at 11 a.m. Eastern, as I said. we do have a we're looking at having a Traffic Academy event tomorrow night. Watch the Facebook page. Watch your email for that. Also, remember that we've got Black Belt Marketing Training on Wednesday. Thursday evening, we have got Secret Source Webinar. And on Friday, of course, we do a live presentation call in this time slot. You know, I've been thinking a lot about what goes on here in our world, our direct selling network marketing world. And, you know, you wonder why some people do so well, and then some people do just not quite as well. Some people struggle, actually, to be honest with you. And, you know, and the mechanics are something that is simple to learn, don't you think? You know, the mechanics of running traffic, picking up the telephone, inviting people to get more information, engaging them, having a three-way call, having a conversation with them, identifying actually what is their pain point, what is their, you know, what is their real motivator, you know, trying to find some, help somebody find that definition of purpose that will make a difference for them when the going gets tough. And, you know, one of the things I think about and the thing that comes up for me quite often is this concept of what goes on in those, I don't know, 6 inches between your ears, 9 inches, however big your head is. You know, that's what the big difference maker is, isn't it? And, you know, over the years, and we've been here for 3 years, over the years we've talked about this Steve Siebold guy and some of the things that he's brought to the table and some of his insights. And I was thinking about him this morning out of the clear blue sky. It just came into my brain about, you know, how do the rich people really think? We've heard of think and grow rich, think your way to wealth. Is that really possible? Is it really, really possible to think and grow rich? You know, it's not necessarily thinking and growing rich. It's about how you solve the problems and how do you really see the world and how do you really see money and how do you see it fitting into your big picture? That's what the real difference maker is. It's not about think and grow rich. It's about, you know, the concepts that you hold and the views that you hold about this money thing. You know, I would say that 90% of making money, certainly here and online, is just showing up. You know, just showing up. But the other 10%, the other 5%, is how do you really see the money piece? How do you see it? And so Steve Siebold, he's got this book, How Rich People Think. I recommend that you get it. We've given many copies of this away over the years. You may have it, as a matter of fact. I know I have it. But how weird it is, this morning I was just doing some research on the internet, looking for some stuff. You know, I just like to drop some cool stuff into my noodle, what I think is cool. At any rate, I like to start my day with some positive reinforcement instead of chaos that happens out there in the world. And so this morning as I was cruising the internet, lo and behold, I came across a piece without even looking for it. I came across a piece. It's actually from, what magazine is this from? It's actually from CNBC, which is a money magazine. I think it's an online magazine, a TV show. It's all about finance and the stock market, right? It's all about, you know, trading and what's going on in that world of you know, big money. Well, they've got a website. CNBC has it, and I came across it by mistake, just stumbled across it. And in the money section, and this is from years ago, right? This is from October of 2016, about a year ago, this was posted here, but it's just, you know, stuff lives on the internet, as you know. It says 8 ways rich people view the world differently than the average person. And I thought these were pretty interesting. So in the concept of, in the context of think and grow rich, let me share these ideas with you, okay? 8 ways rich people view the world differently than the average person. Again, this is from Steve Siebold. And Steve Siebold has spent 26 years traveling the world, interviewing some of the wealthiest people. I'm talking like the multi-millionaires, the billionaires around the world. And he condensed his findings and his conversations into the book, How Rich People Think. He said that the secret to getting rich is not the mechanics of money, but the level of thinking that generates it. So it's not really think and grow rich, is it? The secret to getting rich is not the mechanics of money, but the level of thinking that generates it. So I think think and grow rich is really a different way of approaching it. If you've read the Napoleon Hill book, you know what I'm talking about. It certainly is. And in addition to having larger bank account balances than most, rich people have different beliefs, different philosophies, and different strategies. Here's eight of them. Okay, I'm going to quickly go over these. I've only got 8 minutes, so I'll give you guys a minute each here, okay? Number one, rich people believe being wealthy is a right. The average person believes being wealthy is a privilege. World-class thinkers know in a capitalist country that they have the right to be rich if they're willing to create massive value for others. The masses think getting rich is reserved for a lucky few. This distinction in thinking leads the middle class to the lottery and the world class to work. The wealthy believe if they make life better or easier for others, it is their right to be rich. Interesting, right? Average people go to the lottery. They wait in line for the lottery. While it's the wealthy people who come up with the idea to do a lottery. Number two, rich people believe starting a business is the fastest way to make money, while the average person believes starting a business is risky. And how many of us come across this discussion when we're talking to prospective business partners? How many people think that there's risk when you talk to them on the telephone? How many times do people say the first thing out of their mouth is, what is this going to cost me? That's their first thought, is the cost rather than what's the yield. The truth is, having a job is no safer than owning a business. As counterintuitive as this may seem, people who work for themselves have the power to proactively seek out business and increase revenues at will. Of course, there are risks involved in starting a business, but wealthy people know the greatest risk is not betting on themselves. You know, free enterprise, direct selling is huge, bigger than ever, bigger than ever, for real. And it's like for real, more real than ever. Now, the internet has kind of made it a little bit funky and crazy because you don't know who people are. You don't know really what they're doing, what they're talking about. You know, there could be some risk there because of the dark web or whatever it's called. But by and large, if you do the due diligence and you do the research, you find programs like this where you get a guy like me showing up every single day, opening up the gate, you know, transparency. Anybody want to say anything, ask a question. There are others. There are other people who are very, very transparent about what they do. So you got to take that gamble on yourself, right? The greatest risk is not betting on ourselves. While rich people launch businesses and profit from them, average people settle for steady paycheck and therefore miss out on the chance to generate a fortune. The masses almost always guarantee themselves a life of financial mediocrity by staying in a job with a modest salary and yearly pay raises. Rich people believe that the wealthy are more savvy, while the average person believes the wealthy are smarter. If the key to building wealth was excellent grades in school, every summa cum laude college graduate would be rich. Amassing money has more to do with the street smart savvy than your ability to memorize information and excel on exams. How do you become more savvy? Get inside the heads of people who are already rich. That's why books like this one, How Rich People Think, are so profound. I think I'm on my second copy, to be honest with you, because they get all dog-eared and I make notes and I've used it for training material. But most importantly, it's just a short read that I use to correct my thinking. Rich people believe building wealth takes a team, while the average person believes building wealth is an individual effort. The world class knows it takes a team to build wealth, and they focus much of their effort on finding the right people to leverage their actions and ideas. The greatest fortunes are built through the collective mental and physical contributions of a world-class team. Who you surround yourself with has more of an effect on your net worth than you may think. Who are you hanging with? Where are you getting your advice from? They say that if you look at the five best friends or the people that you are closest to, and you add up their incomes and divide it by five, that's yours. It's like the crowd you're hanging with, the tribe that you're hanging with, really is who you ultimately are at the end of the day. Rich people believe making money is simple, while the average person believes making money is complicated. The masses have always thought that the rich people are smarter, luckier, or more educated. Of course, none of this is true. The rich know that money flows from ideas and problem solvings. The bigger the solution, the bigger the paycheck. Making money may not be easy, but it is simple. Well, I disagree. I think it's simple, but it's not easy. There's no mystery to getting rich, but this limiting belief stops most people from ever even trying. When I say it's simple versus easy, the things that you learn, the skill set that you learn is pretty simple, right? You got to get up. You got to run the leads. You got to run the ads. You got to run the traffic. You got to make the calls. You got to be willing to, you know, weather the storm. You know, all it means is all you need is one or two, three good people, and you can get this thing rolling. But you got to go through sometimes. You got to shuck a lot of oysters to find that pearl. And that's simple. But is it easy? Do you have the discipline that's required? Do you? Most people lack they lack the discipline, the willingness to get up every single day and do it again. The middle class think about money in linear terms. The only way to earn money is to work more hours. The wealthy know big money requires thinking about it in a non-linear term. The rich know that creative thinking is the highest paid skill in the world. Training your mind to find solutions to difficult problems is the real secret to making money. Rich people believe money is liberating, while the average person believes that money is controlling. And rich people believe in working for fulfillment, while the average person believes in working for money. The rich have always known working for some sole purpose of making money is the worst strategy for building wealth. Don't look for jobs with the greatest salary potential, he advises. Focus on work with most fulfillment potential. Once you find it, invest so much heart and soul into your work that you become one of the most competent people in your field. You'll be rewarded with uncommon wealth. Pretty easy stuff, right? But is it easy? Sounds easy, but it does take discipline, and most people do lack that discipline. These eight things that I just shared with you, these again come from the Steve Siebold book, How Rich People Think. I urge that you get it if you don't already have a copy of it. Steve Siebold, you can look him up on the internet. Guy's got a lot of good material. And it's something that you should keep around. You know, keep that one on your desk. You can just pick it up and reference it. All the pages, all the concepts are pretty short. You can get through it within a minute or two. So, again, I want to thank you guys for taking the time to come here this morning. If anybody – I see a bunch of you guys have pressed one on the keypad of your telephone. Why don't we open it up and see what you guys are thinking this morning? We can squeeze a couple of you guys in here. Let's go to 4866. You're first. 4866, come on out. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Joe. Roger from San Antonio.
Uh-oh, Roger. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good today.
I'm glad. That makes me glad to hear.
Saturday was my 70th birthday. 7 decades. Unbelievable.
Wow. Wow.
Right.
Happy birthday.
So
70 years
I saw
old.
My
wow,
wife
I
and my grandchildren on Saturday, so that was good.
I would have never guessed.
And
I would have never guessed.
Curtis gave me a shout-out on our Facebook page about my birthday. So thank you, Curtis. And I have to keep those concepts in mind that you just went over. So everybody have a great day.
Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday. I would have never guessed. You are very, very young in spirit and your language. Dude, I can't believe that you're 70 years old. 70 years young. Happy birthday, my friend. Happy birthday to Roger. Roger Ramjet. 5963, you're next. Come on out. 5963.
Good morning, Joe. It's Barry in Tucson. How are you?
I'm good, Barry. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, thanks. I'm just listening to the show, and, yeah, of course, like what you said, and as true can be, I'm enjoying a nice morning here. Happy early birthday to Roger there. Doing the thing. And I woke up this morning and watched a short video about the choices between fear and love. So I got inspired, a little thing about 4 or 5 minutes by Jim Carrey. And anyway, so I started my day off with that. So had a little breakfast and doing the thing and running the traffic. You know, just want to give everybody out there a shout out. And hope you're doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I take a lot of credence in some of the stuff that we share here in the morning, and I myself am doing some retooling and rethinking some things, and I want to thank you for showing up here every single day and hanging around here for years. Beautiful weather. It's fall.
You bet.
I don't know in Tucson, but it's like it was in the high 60s this morning. It's really, really feels good. I really enjoy it. This is why we live in Arizona.
Yeah.
From now until
it's nice.
June.
Isn't it?
It is nice.
You bet. And yeah, this is the time where everybody's jealous of us starting up, you know, these next several months and our harsh winters that we get. But yeah, it was in the mid 50s here this morning. Nice and crisp, autumn like. But anyway, yeah, thank you for always being here every day, Joe. Appreciate everything you bring. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon. There's Barry checking in. I appreciate you, Barry. Let me go next to 0260. Come on out. 0260. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. Curtis Conrad here from North Fort Myers, Florida.
Hey, Curtis, how are you today?
Hey, man, doing great, and it's getting better. I'm out on a course right now adding some minerals and things that we lost from all the rain and different things. You know, I got to add calcium to get the pH levels right and all that kind of thing. So had to stick around with that hurricane that went through. We're getting back to normal little by little. Lots of at least 15 or 20 trees that are over 50 years old got blown over. So
oh,
we got
man,
a mess.
That's a drag, huh?
Yeah.
That's a drag.
Yeah, it's a mess. And it's just not our course. It's all the local and different people in the whole state of Florida. And one good thing, it's going to bring lots of work to the area. It's going to open up some jobs. And I heard that JCPenney's closing a lot of their stores. So what a great time to be with Traffic Authority, in my opinion, and really excited about Jay Joshua's plan and the things that are happening. So thanks a lot, Joe, for everything you do, and look forward to the Wednesday Black Belt webinar and also Thursday and Friday. And they sure are going by fast, aren't they? Have a great day.
Sure.
Boom shakalaka.
Thank you. I appreciate you for coming out here. Have a good day. Let me keep it moving. 1201, come on out here. 1201, what's going on?
Good morning. It's New Banana on
yes,
the other
is.
Phone.
How are you?
And I'm doing great. How are you, Joe?
I'm good. Thank you.
I want to wish Roger a very happy birthday. Welcome to my world of 70, and they say it's the new 50, so that's what I'm going with. But I like what you presented this morning, Joe, because that's one book I haven't read, and it made me
mm-hmm.
think. I went back to my first year of teaching when I was 21. I was teaching on an Air Force base, brand new wife, brand new career, and I was making 300 and something a month, and my head was in the clouds because I would even forget to go to my mailbox and pick up my check because I was not brought up or trained or in a zone of planning for my future. So I think that's the risk, is staying in a job that doesn't pay enough year after year, and therefore when you get to be 70, you do not have enough to live on, to go all over the country and visit your grandchildren and take them to Disneyland or anything like that. And, you know, that's the tragedy, and that's why I'm in this, to learn how to be a better leader, to learn the skills that I need to learn to teach others how not to do what I did all those years ago. So thanks for the reminder, giving me a little push today in my momentum. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much, Karen. I appreciate you coming out here every single day and plugging in. And, yes, I do think you're right. 70 is the new 50. That's awesome. Let me keep it moving. Let's go to 0367. 0367, come on out.
Hi, Joe. This is Sue Mogan in Minnesota. I'm on another phone, but I'm reading I'm reading Think and Grow Rich for Women again. And we had our granddaughter over this weekend, and they my son and his wife and daughter lived with us her first year. And it's amazing how she still recognizes us. And now they've moved to, you know, the next town. But when she sees, especially my husband, who did a lot of babysitting while her mother was working or running errands, she is just really excited to see him all the time. And so it just amazes me that when we thought she wasn't conscious, that she had already been starting forming thoughts and feelings and awareness. And I was taught doing daycare one of my first jobs is that the personality of a person is formed within their first 5 years. So to be able to institute, you know, the wealthy are teaching their children just by exposure about how to be wealthy and the risk, mm-hmm. and it's not really risk, it's just trying to find value for people, et cetera. So these are great ways for those of us who are not raised that way to change our thinking, and it's still changeable. If you're reading Think and Grow Rich, it talks about auto-suggestion, and a repetition of that definitely changes that. If you're dedicated and disciplined to continue to do that. So, there you go. So,
I appreciate
you. Think and grow rich.
For women. Think and grow rich for women. Thank you very much. That's
yes.
Sue Morgan, one of our favorites. Sue, thank you. Thank you very much for chiming in here today. That was Sue checking in. She always has got good content. Thank you for introducing me to the 5 seconds, the Mel Robbins. I love that piece, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I want to thank everyone who took the time to join us here today. We'll be back tomorrow in the same time slot. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being loyal to what it is that we do here. Until then, everybody, let's keep the traffic moving. Keep your head up, because we want back here in one piece tomorrow, because you do matter, that's for sure.